The book of 2 Kings, we come today to chapter 14. And Father, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. It says, in the second year of Jehoash, son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel, Amaziah, son of Joash, king of Judah, began to reign. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 29 years. His mother's name was Jehoiadin. She was from Jerusalem. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, but not as his father David had done. In everything he followed the example of his father Joash. The high places, however, were not removed. The people continued to offer sacrifices and burnt incense there. And so Amaziah was a good king in the south. He was not as good as David, who clearly is the benchmark for God, but he was as good as the previous king, his father. God knows us inside and out. He knows how we measure up. Verse 5. After the kingdom was firmly in his grasp, he executed the officials who had murdered his father, the king. And so when Amaziah got settled in as king and he had the support of the people, he executed the men who killed his father, the king. Verse 6. Yet he did not put the sons of the assassins to death, in accordance with what is written in the book of the law of Moses, where the Lord commanded, fathers shall not be put to death for their children, nor children put to death for their fathers. Each is to die for his own sins. Most would have killed all the relatives of the men that he executed, who killed his father, the king. You know, when he executed them, most kings would have executed all of their relatives too. After all, some of them might try to get revenge, because there was a whole lot of that going on. But Amaziah did the correct thing. He let them live, and he trusted God. Verse 7. He was the one who defeated 10,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt and captured Selah in battle, calling it Jokthiel, the name it has to this day. And so Amaziah defeated Edom and was feeling pretty good about himself as a result. Verse 8, then Amaziah sent messengers to Joash, son of Jehoahaz, the son of Jehu, king of Israel, with the challenge, come meet me face to face. The king of the south is feeling like a champion after defeating Edom, and so he dares the king of the north to come and fight him. Verse 9. But Jehoash, king of Israel, replied to Amaziah, king of Judah, a thistle in Lebanon sent a message to a cedar in Lebanon, give your daughter to my son in marriage. Then a wild beast in Lebanon came along and trampled the thistle underfoot. The tough-talking king of the south has just been called a thistle by the king of the north. In other words, the king of the north is saying, Amaziah, you're a useless, weak, pointless pain in the neck to me. Verse 10. You have indeed defeated Edom, and now you are arrogant. Glory in your victory, but stay at home. Why ask for trouble and cause your own downfall and that of Judah also? He says, I'm going to give you some friendly advice, Amaziah. Enjoy your victory over Edom, but don't come after me, or I'll kill you, and I'll destroy your nation also. 11. Amaziah, however, would not listen. So Jehoash, king of Israel, attacked He and Amaziah, king of Judah, faced each other at Beth Shemesh in Judah. The king of the south was arrogant to begin with, and being called a thistle made him angry and arrogant. And he would not back down. So the north attacked. Verse 12, Judah was routed by Israel, and every man fled to his home. The army of the south ran away before the fight even started. Routed completely. Embarrassed he should have been. Prideful God like that. I don't know if he was embarrassed or not, but look at verse 13. Jehoash, king of Israel, captured Amaziah, king of Judah, the son of Joash, the son of Ahijah, at Beth Shemesh. Then Jehoash went to Jerusalem and broke down the wall of Jerusalem from the Ephraim gate to the corner gate, a section of about 600 feet long. Well, the prideful king of the south isn't so prideful now. He was captured and saw a good part of Jerusalem, his capital, torn up. I feel sorry for the people who had such an arrogant king. Look at all the trouble he caused them. Verse 14. Even worse, it says he took, that is, the king of the north, took all the gold and silver and all the articles found in the temple of the Lord and in the treasuries of the royal palace. He also took hostages and returned to Samaria. And so the king of the north taught Amaziah a real lesson. He took gold, silver, and hostages, and there wasn't anything the king of the south could do about it. Pride goes before a fall. It's just too bad that the people of the country had to suffer, because it wasn't their fault. 15. As for the other events of the reign of Joash, what he did and his achievements, including his war against Amaziah, king of Judah, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Israel? Jehoash rested with his fathers and was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel, and Jeroboam his son succeeded him as king. Jehoash defeated the king of the south, and he got rich because of it, but it really didn't do him any good in the long run, because he died just like his ungodly ancestors, and he didn't take any of that wealth with him, nor any of the hostages. 17. Amaziah, son of Joash, king of Judah, lived for 15 years after the death of Jehoash, son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel. As for the other events of Amaziah's reign, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Judah? Jehoash had defeated Amaziah, king of the south, but Amaziah outlived him by 15 years. 19. They conspired against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish. But they sent men after him to Lachish and killed him there. He was brought back by horse and was buried in Jerusalem with his fathers in the city of David. Amaziah made some enemies among his own people because of his arrogance. He caused hostages to be taken and a big chunk of the walls of Jerusalem to be destroyed and a lot of wealth taken out of God's holy temple, all because of his arrogance. He made some enemies among his own people. Consequently, he had to leave Jerusalem to run from a conspiracy to kill him. His pride was very costly, not just to him, but to others. So his enemies tracked him down, found him, and killed him, and that was it for Amaziah. 21. Then all the people of Judah took Azariah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in place of his father Amaziah. He was the one who rebuilt Elath and restored it to Judah after Amaziah rested with his fathers. Actually, this new king, Amaziah, was called Uzziah in the next chapter. He was a pretty good king for most of his reign, Azariah was. Verse 23. In the 15th year of Amaziah, son of Joash, king of Judah, Jeroboam, son of Jehoash, king of Israel, became king in Samaria, and he reigned 41 years. It says in verse 24 that he did evil in the eyes of the Lord and did not turn away from any of the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, which he had caused Israel to commit. He was the one who restored the boundaries of Israel from Libo Hamath to the Sea of the Arabah, in accordance with the word of the Lord. the God of Israel, spoken through his servant Jonah, son of Amittai, the prophet from Gath-Hepher. There's a whole lot of words there, isn't there? A lot of these names we're going to forget within a matter of seconds after reading them, but God included them for a reason. In eternity, we will know what that reason is. But meanwhile, Jeroboam the second reigned in the north, and he was as evil as the first Jeroboam. 26. The Lord had seen how bitterly everyone in Israel, whether slave or free, was suffering. There was no one to help them. Israel's enemies were making them suffer, and they didn't have anyone to help them, so God felt sorry for them. He felt sorry for them, even though they are suffering because of their own sins. Didn't matter. He still felt sorry for them. God is so compassionate. 27. And since the Lord had not said he would blot out the name of Israel from under heaven, he saved them by the hand of Jeroboam, son of Jehoash. God will later decree the destruction of Israel, the northern kingdom, and it will happen. But he has not done it yet. He has not decreed it yet. So for that reason, he rescued them for now. Verse 28, as for the other events of Jeroboam's reign, all he did and his military achievements, including how he recovered for Israel both Damascus and Hamath, which had belonged to Yaudai, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Israel? Jeroboam rested with his fathers, the kings of Israel, and Zechariah, his son, succeeded him as king. He died and was buried. Jeroboam the second died and was buried like the rest of us. But Jeroboam the second died without hope because he didn't know the Lord and he didn't serve the Lord. Next time, chapter 15. Until then, so long, everyone.